Afternoon, one and all. Scotty Kay, London cab driver, anti-EU campaigner, here with my take on recent events. So, yesterday I found myself at the Electoral Commission delivering 45,000 emails in my cab with Nigel Farage, Peter Bone and a few others. It was a well-attended event with lots of support, but obviously failed to make any TV coverage. Could this be the start of the grand stitch-up? If Vote Leave gets the official designation, it will be a scandal. Vote Leave is definitely more for the politicians who, now that Easter has arrived, have all gone a bit quiet, including Ian Duncan Smith with his shock resignation. I think he's just fed up with being the fall guy, taking all the flack for government spending cuts. Anyway, Grassroots Out is definitely the campaign for the people, all from different walks of life. The In campaign is nowhere near as big as this. Let's hope go get their deserved designation and we get our long-awaited exit from the EU. Remember, all of those who wish to remain only do so for their own gain. And now it turns out both German and French voters are calling for referendums in their respective countries. Obviously, the atrocious terrorist attacks in Brussels haven't helped. Momentum for an end to the failed EU project is definitely building right across the whole of Europe. What a shame. It's also a shame about Donald Trump's gaffe on abortion. It's a shame, as I would love to see the Americans elect him. Not because I agree with everything he stands for, but because I couldn't think of anything better to watch than all those leaders that have slated him have to then suck up to him as the US is still the largest economy in the world. I'd especially love to see sturgeon and salmon have to eat humble pie. That brings me nicely onto the domestic front. I saw something the other day that could be a major cause for concern. It's the infrastructure bill and slipping through to its second reading in the House of Lords. The bill contains a clause that will end local decision-making over use of publicly owned land, such as parks, playing fields, allotments, village greens and woodlands. I mean, this could be a land grab green light for developers, and along with the selling off of the land registry to private, profit-making entities, local communities will lose their say on what is built in their areas, paving the way for mass building on the Greenbelt. So much for the localism promised by this government. On the subject of localism, I can't emphasise enough the importance of supporting local businesses and shops, turning your back on the huge corporates, keeping what you can within your community. It might be a bit 1950-ish, but there's definitely a nice feeling to be had knowing that you've helped out a local business, knowing that in turn they are looking out for the more vulnerable in your area. Keep it local. Right, bit short and sweet this week. So until next week, be safe and be lucky.